fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 25th day of March, and also on Saturday, the 1st day of April. You're getting a twofer here. I will be attending my daughter's wedding next week, so today is 2 days, March 25th and April 1st, so this is going to be a very special day. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my special guest, and this will be my first in-studio interview here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. It'll be a lot of fun to do this with my friend here, my guest. Going straight to the health tip of the week, I cannot emphasize, and this comes up time and time again, the dangers presented by artificial sweeteners. They are so common and so prolific in American culture. Aspartame alone is in several thousand different products that are sold for human consumption. Whatever you can to eliminate that product from your diet will be very beneficial. It's difficult to talk to people about it, I know, but try anyway. Make the attempt. If you love them, if you care for them, help them break the aspartame habit and everyone will be a lot healthier. News item. Apparently, what's going on in Greenland is starting to get the scientists' attention. There's been a 100% increase in 5-point-plus earthquakes in just the last couple of years. It's pretty incredible what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they're blaming on global warming, of course, and a 100% increase in major earthquakes since 2002. Now, that gets my attention, and it should get everybody's attention. Of course, it is global warming, but, of course, also, it's not due to that knucklehead who lives next door to you with his SUV. It is not human-related activity. It's something else, and it is what it is, as they say. First break, stay tuned. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore, and it is 2 days today. It's Saturday, the 25th of March, and it is also Saturday, the 1st of April. Firearms tip of the week. Well, actually, we got two firearms tips of the week. I was just going through the shotgun news last night, and something that really caught my attention is the proliferation of new 50 caliber Browning rifles on the market. I didn't take account, but I think there was about half a dozen, at least half a dozen, different manufacturers currently advertising their wares in the Shotgun News 50 caliber Browning rifles. I think there will be a day, and I don't want to make any predictions. I think there will be a day, ladies and gentlemen, when we will fondly remember when you could take your Shotgun News, your local gun dealer, point to the ad of the rifle you want, and say, Mr. Firearms Dealer, please order that for me. I think we may fondly remember those days as something in the past that we no longer could do at some point in the future. So word to the wise. Second gun tip of the day. I was talking to one of my sponsors, Frank, up there with DIY Guns, Do-It-Yourself Guns, DIYGuns.com. And it's been kind of fun having these sponsors and getting to know them and talking about their business. And, of course, my job is to help them be successful. And Frank was saying, John, we need to go a different direction with our advertising. These men and women need to know about my 1911s. Well, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I've got here, in arm's length away from me, the 2006 edition of Gun Digest. I've got it right here. I'm reaching for it. I'm picking it up. I'm going to open it up to the section with 1911 Colts. And here we are. your basic entry-level 1911 Colt is $870 retail. $870 retail. Now, what Frank has over at DIY Guns is a 1911 builder's kit, complete builder's kit for $325. Let me say that again, $325, not $870. A brand, now this is all the parts. Some of these kits fabricators and kit sellers will delete critical parts from the firearm, and you have to buy them separate. That's not the deal here. There's no military surplus parts, and these parts are interchangeable with government 1911 45s. $325 for a brand new pistol, you 80% complete frame, and you build it yourself. Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, we have a special guest. This is my first time to have a guest live in the studio here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. And after several days of trekking by car and by mule and finally backpacking in here for 2 days, he finally made it. My friend Greg Jeffrey, who is, among other things, the legislative assistant, legislative, what is it?
Chairman,
legislative chairman for Gateway Civil Liberties Alliance. And without further ado, he's going to tell us what he's very busy as a, I guess you could say, a lobbyist for pro-guns, pro-Second Amendment matters. And Greg, welcome to my studio deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Now tell me, what are the different groups that you're lobbying for? It's a mouthful. There's at least four different ones, please.
Yeah. There's four different groups. It's Gateway Civil Liberties Alliance out of St. Louis, and I'm their legislative chairman. I'm the legislative coordinator for one statewide group that's called Missourians for Personal Safety. I was just appointed to be the legislative chairman of Missouri Sports Shooting Association, and I'm a designated part-time spokesman for Western Missouri Shooter Alliance out of Kansas City.
Whoa, that's breathtaking. Now, this is gratis work you're doing. I hope you get your gasoline at least reimbursed running back and forth to the state capitol. The topic of the day, you and I were talking before we went on the air, would be reciprocity, nationwide reciprocity for men and women that have concealed carry permits.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's been on the table for many years. It's now, it looks like it could become a reality where 10 years ago it was basically a philosophical concept, but it could become a reality. Tell us, please, what the concept is, first of all, and how it might be coming about, if ever.
Well, it's gaining momentum because, as most people should recall, at least from the state of Missouri, in 2003, after 13 years of fighting for it, we finally got our license to carry law passed. Then we dealt with the court system for a year, and finally in February of 2004, the Supreme Court ruled it constitutional. So we've now celebrated our license to carry for 2 years. And just a few days ago, our neighboring state, Kansas, who had also been fighting a very uphill battle for almost as long as we have, they have now joined the ranks of those states that recognize the rights of honest citizens to apply for permission to carry a concealed firearm. They passed their version of license to carry. Their governor subsequently vetoed it, but their legislature turned right around and overrode the veto. So it is now going to become the law in January of 2007. There are some outlets that are saying July 2007, and they think that that was a misprint off an AP story. But in January 2007, then Kansas will be able to be issuing permits as well.
My goodness. Now, Greg, I've lost track. Out of the 50 states, how many of the 50 states have some form of concealed carry for citizens?
Well, I do believe there's only three that have no form at all. And now the ranks of the states that have laws that we call shall issue, which means if you meet the qualifications established in the law, the issuing authority, whatever it may be, sheriff, state police, has to issue you the permit if you apply for it and you meet the qualifications. There are still some states out there, I think 38 of them have shall issue. The remaining have discriminatory laws in which basically the sheriff, if he doesn't like you for whatever reason, he can discriminate against you and not issue you the permit. So there's still some states that we have to go out and get, and that's one of the reasons why this national reciprocity idea is beginning to pick up steam.
So basically we have three states that don't issue at all, 19 that have a discriminatory form, like New York is probably one of the worst.
Right.
I know California is real bad. And I wonder now, the three states that don't issue at all, Illinois I know is one. What are the other two?
Nebraska and I believe Wisconsin is still out there.
Now, Wisconsin doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're up to their eyeballs in socialism and Marxism and all that mess. But why in the world Nebraska?
Nebraska has a single-body government. In other words, they don't have, like, a House and a Senate. And there is one individual in Nebraska who has sworn that as long as he's in office, he's going to kill it. So basically, I think they're waiting for him to retire or move on to the next life.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. That is incredible. Well, we've got an overall view of how we got to where we are. Now, where do we go from here? What about national reciprocity?
Well, one of the things that Missouri did, and if we're not the only state, there's only a few others that do it. When we passed our law, we did something different. We passed a version that had what we call recognition. In other words, if you have a permit from any other state that issues them, even a restrictive state like Iowa or New
York. Or even
York,
a county.
Even a county.
Right.
Any political subdivision that issues a valid license to carry for that political subdivision, state, or county. It is automatically recognized in the state of Missouri, throughout the state of Missouri. We did not go for and we did not get past what other states have done, which is called reciprocity. Under reciprocity, the attorney general of that state has to review, say Florida wanted to recognize Missouri's law, then the Florida attorney general would have to review our law, make a determination that it was acceptable, and then issue a ruling and an agreement with Missouri that we would recognize each other's carry permits within their boundaries. We decided that we didn't want to do that. We felt that licenses to carry should be treated just like driver's licenses. Nobody checks a driver who crosses from Illinois to Missouri to make sure that the Illinois drivers meet the same training requirements that Missouri does.
Not yet.
Not yet, but hopefully it won't be that way. But what's going on now is that since 38 states are in the form of shall issue, and so many states are beginning to recognize so many others, that's why this national movement to get what's called national reciprocity is starting to pick up steam. And the concept with that is that the federal government steps in and does not issue a national license to carry, which we wouldn't want. We don't want them involved in this at all, other than forcing the states basically to recognize another state's license to carry just like they are forced to recognize an Illinois driver's license.
Amazing.
So if they pass this law, and it is gaining steam, I don't know exactly when, I wouldn't predict it going and being passed this year, but it is getting more serious attention because of what's happening at the state level. But if it passes, then basically any permit from any state would be good in all 50 states, and Governor Blagojevich would have to figure out a new way to disarm people in his state.
Well, God bless Governor Blagojevich, or however he says his name. I was talking earlier about do-it-yourself guns and Frank up there, and you know what? I did not give the toll-free number. I gave the website a couple of times. 800-959-4294, 800-959-4294, to contact Frank up there at DIYguns.com. He's got a new marketing guy who's very good on the phone and will take care of you. Give Frank a call next week. They don't do business on weekends. Give Frank a call next week. Ask him about the 1911 kits, and you'll be glad that you did. We have a caller, Joe in Texas. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you folks. Maybe I should drop out and call back. It's really
Are you on a cell phone?
Grainy.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, if you want, we'll be on the air for another 40 minutes or so, Joe. If you can get
okay,
to another
yeah,
phone.
Because to be honest, also I didn't know what the topic was. I was calling in without being able to hear what was going on.
The topic's concealed carry, right?
So I'd rather have somebody that knows what they're talking about on this topic because I don't know anything about it.
Not a problem, Joe. If you want to call back later, you're welcome to.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you. Joe's a regular caller, and he always has some good, insightful questions. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. And we have another break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore, and it is 2 days today. It is Saturday, the 25th of March. It is also Saturday, the 1st of April, because next week my daughter's getting married, and I will not be live on the air. I want to talk a little bit about something that will help everybody out there, even if you only grow tomatoes in a 5-gallon bucket. In fact, I got a photograph here of a beautiful tomato plant in a 5-gallon plastic bucket. All the way from that to growing thousands of acres to wheat or corn or soybeans or whatever it might be, potatoes. Biozymeag.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this product, and I interviewed the man who developed the product, Mr. Stan Irvin, last week here live on the air. Biozyme Ag is a line of agricultural products that will help anything and everything to do with agriculture, whether it's growing plants or livestock. You need to check these people out. Biozymeag.com. They have a phone number here. It's not toll free, but so what? Here's the phone number. I'll say it twice, very slowly. 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. Stan's looking for distributors. Stan's looking to sell product. Stan is looking to improve agriculture all over the United States with microbes. Not petroleum-based insecticides, not petroleum-based fertilizers, not petroleum-based pesticides, which is what's caused us to get to where we are, where the ground is so depleted. Myozyme Ag products restore the soil to what it was 150 years ago before modern farming techniques got us to where we are, where we're growing food, literally growing food that has drastically reduced nutritional value compared to what it was 100, 125 years ago. Check it out. They've got a website, biozymeag.com. I will spell it for you because it's a bit unusual. B-I-O-Z-Y-M-E-A-G. I say again, B-I-O-Z-Y-M-E-A-G, biozymeag.com. I don't know if the link is up on my website yet. It should be soon if it's not yet. Check it out. You'll be glad that you did. I have here in the studio with me my first in-studio guest, Mr. Greg Jeffrey, who is a lobbyist for the Second Amendment, for concealed carry, for right to keep and possess firearms. Greg, tell me, before we had this last break, we were talking about the national effort to get what we call reciprocity between all the states. Is there more than one bill pending before Congress on this?
Right now, as far as I'm aware, there's basically one.
And how many sponsors does it have?
I don't have that information right now.
Okay.
I know that with the political climate right now, like I was saying earlier, that the likelihood of it passing this year, especially in election year, is not real high, but the fact that it's getting looked at by more people and it's being taken more serious is a good sign. And that coupled with what's happening at the state level, a few more states have started considering doing recognition like Missouri did, and if we can just get that alone, that helps as well.
Well, hopefully there's enough older congressmen that were around there in 1994 to know what happens when you make gun people angry. Refresh my memory. Wasn't that the largest turnover of congressmen since the Civil War?
Yes.
I believe it was. And directly, absolutely directly responsible for that was the Second Amendment people nationwide who were outraged over the passage of the crime control bill that passed in September of 2004. We have another caller here, Clinton in Wisconsin, the anti-gun state of Wisconsin. Are you there, Clinton?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this certainly isn't anti-everything in Wisconsin. You got socialism, right? It's a mess up here.
You can thank the Madison area for that, right?
Well, it's just as bad in Milwaukee. This week we had like 10,000-15,000 of the illegal Mexicans marching, waving their Mexican flags around. There's been, my last count, 6 Negro gang killings in Milwaukee over the last year, where a gang of Negroes just approached somebody and beat them to death. All right, so self-defense is really needed in this area, and it's going to continue to get worse the more that they play the Mexicans against the blacks to create economic chaos.
So you can't carry a pistol if they're legally, right?
Well, no, not yet. As a matter of fact, I wanted to ask your guest, Greg, what, if anything, is being done to destroy the Constitution, to restore the constitutional rights of people that have had felony convictions?
Well, right now, there was a provision in the law. In fact, it still exists in the law where anybody who has a felony conviction or even any conviction that takes away your rights, you are supposed to be able to petition the courts to get your rights restored. Unfortunately, every year when the funding comes up, the anti-gunners evidently still have enough clout to where there's no funding provided to even allow you to go to court to do that. They specifically control that, and that's one thing, the one way that Congress controls some of the activities that they want to is through funding. And so they zero fund that. They specifically put in legislation that no money shall be spent to hear any cases for restoration of rights for felonies.
Okay, that's interesting, because I believe it's correct that there's some statements.
Clinton, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore, and this is 2 days today. It is Saturday, the 25th of March. It is also Saturday, the 1st of April. My special guest in the studio here, deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, is Mr. Greg Jeffrey. And Greg will be leaving in the next break. He'll be putting his backpack on and heading out through the wilderness where no white man has gone before to return home. Anyway, welcome back, Greg.
Yeah, thanks.
We have another call here, Ann from Michigan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm on your first subject. John, I'll hang on until after your guest is finished.
Okay, well, do you have a question that's germane to what we're talking about?
No, I'm not concealed carrying yet.
Okay.
Just let me hold on until after.
Well, we'll put you back on hold, Ann.
Okay.
Let's try to go ahead, Greg, while... we have just a couple of minutes here. Let's summarize. What can people do? We're talking, you and I are talking to pro-gun guys and gals all over the country. What can they do to help move ahead the national agenda? What would be helpful?
Well, contact their congressman and their senator and let them know that the idea is out there and to push for it and try to get them on board with it. Because what we still run into is with 38 states that are issuing shall issue, you still have the prospect of, like, say, in St. Louis, we live right next to Illinois. When we passed our bill and finally had the Supreme Court approve it in 2004, The Illinois State Police let it be known that if you carry with a Missouri permit and you cross that bridge into Illinois, they will arrest you and they would prosecute you to the full extent of Illinois law. And so there still is, even though you've had your FBI background check, there still is a possibility of getting into trouble with inadvertently forgetting that, hey, you know, I just crossed over into another state, and then suffering felony arrest, court trial, and possible conviction in another state. And one way to remedy that without having to go through the pain of trying to get a law for Illinois is to have this national recognition bill, in which case licenses to carry would be treated just like driver's licenses.
Well, I think that's good advice. And also, one of our advertisers here on Republic Broadcasting is Gun Owners of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a larger voice than you as an individual, GOA, Gun Owners of America, is certainly a way to amplify your outreach and get more done in that regard. Greg, I want to thank you for your time. I see you're putting on your backpack and getting your machete sharpened up and ready to go back out into the wilderness of the Ozarks.
Lacing up my boots.
All right. Well, be sure you take a good compass heading with your topographical map there. And if you get lost, a red flare, and I will come coming.
All right.
Running for you. Okay. Good luck. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
And now we have Ann from Michigan.
Hi, John.
Okay.
Okay, on your first subject, health.
Okay.
Yesterday I caught a very, very quick Zoom-by statement on AM radio that a bill had passed, and I had heard about the bill, and it's one that went through saying that they don't have to tell you whether the food in your food is genetically modified. They don't even have to label carcinogens anymore, which is going to make California really angry.
Now, this is at the national level.
Yes, and it also says
in there. Scary stuff.
This is, no, it's scarier. It also says in there that bill overrides all state laws.
Oh, isn't that special?
Yeah, it's real special. So people are going to have to keep track of this and what's going on with it themselves.
Well, I'm going to point you, Ann, to keep track of it and report back. When
I have two websites. Hold on.
Okay, give us one of them.
One is World Wide Web, truthinlabeling.org.
Truthinlabeling, okay.
.org.
Okay.
And the other one for, genetically modified food is World Wide Web, Recombinomics.
Recombinomics, okay.
.com. And that one ought to tell you which foods are being...
Well, we got listeners here, Ann, who don't have Internet access. When something new is breaking on this legislative matter, could you just give us a call and let us know?
I'll try to keep track.
We'd appreciate it. Thank you,
okay.
Ann. Thank you very much. Okay.
Bye.
Country boy in Indiana. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John, I was going to ask your guest, but I can ask you, Tom DeLay, the poster boy for the NRA, the big Republican.
Right.
Why is he against concealed the reciprocity for concealed carry?
That's a good question. He's from Texas, isn't he?
That's right, and there's about five representatives, with the exception of Ron Paul. They're all against reciprocity, and this is the big Republican NRA. You look on their website, and they're giving him a gift. The reason why...
Well, let me tell you, country boy. First of all, I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. Second, I don't like the politics of the NRA. They're trying to be too buddy-buddy with people that they have no business being buddy-buddy with, in my opinion.
Well, in Texas, you got to take a course, and then you got to go take a gun and fire on a range, because I had a concealed carry there. Then I moved out of state. And number one, my concealed carry from Texas is no longer valid, even though, I paid to have it for a number of years because
right.
I don't have a Texas license.
Right.
And because I'm from Indiana, and in this state, it's kind of like a library card.
It is. It's exactly what I tell people. It's like getting a library card. Yeah.
And so Texas will not grant reciprocity to any state that doesn't have the classroom as well as the firing. But I tell you, for a big redneck or whatever hayseed state like that, these dudes have been on, they've kind of been on the wrong side of the issue. Every time they went to the Supreme Court, whether it was on flag desecration, not that they were on the wrong side of the issue, but it turned up against them,
right.
Whether it was on sodomy laws. Every time them rednecks down there go to the court, it gets slapped down and they make a precedent and say, you know, whatever law that you've passed locally is not going to stand. But the thing is, that's a pretty big Republican voting bloc out of Texas that could sink this thing. And
that's amazing. I don't know the politics behind that, country boy. It makes no sense to me.
Well, also, when you're down there, they got all kinds of restrictions. They actually have signs that have handguns, you know, with a circle around it and a
right.
line through it.
Right. Right.
Especially any place that serves alcohol. So any kind of restaurant or bar. In Indiana, you can take it. There's no signs like that. You can take
right.
it any place. The thing is, you better not do not, you know, you better act appropriately.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
you gotta
and
be
that's
sensible.
The way it, that's
yeah.
the way it should be any place
right.
because once you start making reciprocity, you can go into, you know, maybe Texas and then end up getting charged with a felony for or you know, for having the weapon on you in some place that in your state wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, we just need to work on it as hard as we can, don't we, Country Boy?
Hey, one other thing. Your Army Command Sergeant Major friend, what is he saying about the personnel in the Army, especially, you know, that now that it looks like there may be, well, number one, Mr. Bush said that the Army is going to be in Iraq till past whenever he gets out of office.
Well, my friend, the Sergeant Major, concurs with everything I'm hearing and reading everywhere else. Country Boy, these soldiers are used up. They're serving multiple tours. Many of them are back on their third tour of duty, especially in critical MOSs, military occupational specialties. Anything involving special forces, psychological warfare, language, medical corps, communications, the critical MOSs, they keep going back again and again and again. Many of these people aren't even officially full-time soldiers. They're reservists and National Guard, and they're all used up. They've had enough war. Their careers are suffering. Their families are suffering. A lot of them are getting sick. We're using up our military, literally using up our military. And even
okay. So what is the answer for the headshed where they're going to do something before they decimate the force? Colonel Greit says that they're taking re-enlistees up to 42 years of age for prior service.
Well, actually, they're bringing back retirees up to age 60. Or 65 for enlisted and age 70 for officers. They're desperate for people on one hand. On the other, young people, even semi-literate kids from the city, are figuring out this is not a good deal anymore. I might come home in a metal box. So the people enlisting are drying up. The people who are already in want to get out in the worst way. It's a terrible, terribly bad situation. Congressman Murtha has very tight relations with high-ranking field grade officers, flag rank officers, I should say, in all the services. Congressman Murtha, when he made his statement a few months ago, he was speaking on behalf of active duty flag rank officers who could not speak because it would be the end of their career. I have every confidence that that's what he was doing.
So what do you think, all right, because we asked you about the sergeant major specifically, are they going to recall retirees that have disabilities, disability ratings from the VA? Is that the next place where they're going to dip? Because they're going to come
well, their problem, retirees with disabilities is almost one and the same. Most retirees will have some level of disability, 5%, 10%, whatever. That's already happening. As far as bringing them back against their will, I don't know that it's happening yet. I'm not aware of it. I see it as a possibility.
Okay, I just ask you to keep your ears open if you hear something like that, even speculation, because the bottom line is everything you said and everything a Sergeant Major said, you know, nobody's disagreeing with that except the people that are calling the shots. So we're trying to figure out
People who are disagreeing, Country Boy, have never heard shots fired in anger.
And those are the neocons that
yep.
are calling the shots.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, hey, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Appreciate it, Dan. Our Country Boy, excuse me. We got Dan in Texas next here. Go ahead, Dan.
Good afternoon, Colonel.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, one thing I don't understand about the issue you were just discussing, Colonel, is just recently, for example, I have a 20-year-old nephew that joined the Army.
Okay.
And know of others' friends' children. And with the stretching of the Reserves and National Guard as it is, I would think that in a troop rotation, that when people like my nephew join, they would send them to boot camp, take them out of boot camp, send them to a roughly 12 to 16-week school of some sort for whatever specialized training they're going to be required to have, and then ship them to Iraq.
Right.
And at least some of these kids I know that have joined, they're sending them to Germany, they're sending them here, they're sending them there, they're keeping...
Let me tell you what's going on, Dan.
Why do they do that?
Okay. We're going back to what happened, the way we ran the Army, World War II and earlier. Sending units to the battle zone and bringing units back. What we did in Vietnam was an absolute disaster. Sending individuals to Vietnam and bringing individuals back. That's why your nephew is probably going to be assigned to a line unit either in Germany or in the States. And when that entire unit rotates in, he'll rotate in with them. And when they rotate back, they'll rotate back as a group. That's the proper way to run a war. As much as I don't like this war, at least they're doing that part of it right by keeping these men in a cohesive force as
right.
opposed to sending them and bringing them back as individuals.
Now I understand. Thank you, Colonel.
You're welcome, sir. Anytime. Call number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. There's a lot to disagree with when it comes to these wars. Look at this war in Afghanistan, for example. We've been at war in Afghanistan. I know it's more than 3 years. It's 3.5+ years or so. To quote-unquote bring democracy to Afghanistan. So we invade the country, we kick out the evil old Taliban, we install this brand-spanking new democracy modeled on Western values, and what's going on as we speak? Here's what's going on. We have an Afghan national who grew up Muslim, converted to Christianity, being prosecuted by the government of Afghanistan under criminal charges, subject to being executed because this man converted to Christianity. Thank you very much. I'm glad that we've had all these American lives put in harm's way, all these fine young American men come home in boxes so that we could create a government that will execute people because they converted to Christianity. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Bruce in Nebraska. Are you there, sir?
Don.
Go ahead.
I figured it's time you heard from Nebraska.
Back go ahead.
I think it was 97. My friend Gary kind of led the fight against the concealed carry. Although we're both pro-gun, my friend Gary and I and the most of the bunch we hang out with, they were dealing with the concealed carry in this fashion. Now, in Nebraska, without a concealed carry, if you get caught with a weapon, it's a misdemeanor.
Right.
But if they pass that concealed carry, it will be, and you get caught with a weapon without a license, you will be convicted of a felony.
My goodness.
So that's one reason there are several of us in Nebraska that are kind of watching this thing with a askance, you know.
Well, I think you all up there, Bruce, I think you all need to get together and do what we did in Missouri. You know, we're right next to you. We have adjoining borders. Get together with the pro-gun people and write the legislation that you want to see passed and then push it and promote it and get it done.
Yeah. Ernie Chambers is not going to be able to run again because of our term limits laws, which I'm not sure is exactly a good idea either, because Ernie Chambers, although I disagree with him on a lot of things in Nebraska, he's kept the Unicam from doing a lot of stupid things over the years. All in all, I love Ernie.
I'll tell you, Bruce, this term limits thing was very short-sighted nationwide. We've lost a lot of good men and women in a lot of state legislatures because of term limits.
You're right.
It was very short-sighted. I hope that there is a movement that will be successful to do away with it nationwide. It really needs to be done.
You're right. Exactly.
Bruce, thank you for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Well, we all need to eat. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, you need to breathe air, you need to have fresh, clean water, and we need to eat. In hard times, you may not have access to food at your local grocery store. That's when guys like the freeze-dry guy come in. While we have normal times, normal daily commerce, and we have a break. Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. See you then.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. Today is 2 days, March 25th, and it is also April 1st, because we'll be playing this show twice. My daughter's getting married, and it will be a lot of fun. I'll be back live on the air 2 weeks from today. Before we went on break, I was talking about a freeze-dry guy. Here's the deal. Check out the competition. There's lots of people selling lots of good food out there. There's no shortage of good food at decent prices. check out the competition. After you have, then go to freezedryguy.com. Pretty easy to remember. freezedryguy.com. See what this man is selling. Check out the prices, and you will be amazed, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised. That's what all I'm asking. Fair treatment and a fair evaluation. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And for some reason, I got this urge to want to cough here, and hopefully we'll get past that. All right. Watch the news, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots of interesting things going on. If you watch long enough and pay attention, you'll learn how to read between the lines. We got another war coming up here soon in Iran, with Iran, against Iran. We had General Pace, who is the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, four-star Marine Corps general, a guy about my age, Vietnam vet, publicly stating we don't need to be invading Iran. I hope he's right, and I hope some people are paying attention to what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is saying. There is no evidence. There's lots of speculation. There is no evidence that Iran poses a threat to the national security of the United States of America. Now, George Bush says Iran poses a threat to Israel. Well, I've been watching all these events for quite a while, since 1967, essentially. I was in the Army when the Six-Day War happened, and Israel just, quite frankly, took care of business. I was at Fort Halliburton, Maryland, Military Intelligence School, when the Six-Day War happened in June of 1967. If there's any real threat to Israel, Israel will eliminate that threat. They have F-15s that have been modified with modifications our F-15s don't even have. Quite frankly, their F-15s are hot rods compared to ours. They fly faster, they fly longer with a heavier payload, with better countermeasures. There's no doubt in my mind that the F-15s that Israel has, their countermeasures are superior to anything that's in the country of Iran. So I think they'll take care of what they need to take care of. I think they'll defend themselves quite nicely, and we don't need to be stepping into another war. But watch it anyway. This war looks like it could still happen. All the pieces are put in place. I know for a fact we've got special forces on the ground there in Iran. We've had special forces on the ground in Iran for months doing target acquisition and finding out all the things that need to be found out prior to war. Well, another hour has expired. I'll be off next week. Listen to the show. It'll be a lot of fun. Listen to it twice, quite frankly. You all have a good week, a good 2 weeks. Be safe, and God bless America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.